This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden will be flanked by history when he addresses a joint session of Congress in just a few hours. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It began 14 years ago.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting to you the President of the United States.
President George W. Bush said he had his own honor and privilege.
As the first president to begin the State of the Union message with these words, Madam Speaker.
Since then, Nancy Pelosi sat on the House chamber rostrum for several presidential addresses, next to men.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, solemnly swear.
Tonight marks the first time two women will preside. Pelosi tells MSNBC it's exciting and wonderful and about time. The vice president's office says the moment will speak for itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Live coverage of the president's speech begins at 1 hour UTC at voanews.com. India's toll from the coronavirus surge passed 200,000 on Wednesday and passed another daily death toll record as shortages of oxygen, medical supplies, and hospital staff continued. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Healthcare facilities are overwhelmed, as are crematoriums. A grim scene captures the sheer number of dead. Row upon row of bodies burning on makeshift platforms as cremation grounds have become overrun. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. Mourners have turned to parking lots and parks. International help is starting to get through, though. Supplies arriving in New Delhi included ventilators and oxygen concentrators from Britain, with more sent from Australia, Germany and Ireland, while Singapore and Russia pledged oxygen cylinders and medical supplies.
That's